You may have heard about the health benefits of fish. It's high in omega-3s, which help metabolism, and low in fat. But in Texas, it's unclear what else is in the fish, especially catfish. Over 80% of catfish in Texas restaurants and stores is imported. Experts are concerned about imported fish because some Asian countries have lower standards in fish farms, allowing chemicals banned by the FDA. Jeff McCord is with the Catfish Institute. He advocates more regulation.
Texas should also consider improving labeling so that people who go to Texas restaurants and are now unknowingly being exposed to Vietnamese and Asian catfish or pangasius being sold as catfish would at least know the nationality of the fish.
McCord stopped short of asking for a ban on imported catfish. But it's a step at least one state, Alabama, has already taken. Lawmakers will discuss additional regulations in the upcoming 2013 legislative session. The Senate Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee also heard testimony on the more pressing need among firefighters. Lawmakers were told the state's firefighters are underfunded and volunteers have to dig into their own pockets to fill trucks with gas and fix equipment. Not a great situation with wildfire risks persisting around the state. Chris Barron is the executive director of the State Firemen's and Fire Marshals Association. He says volunteer firefighters also need job protection.
A lot of folks lost their jobs. I had two in my fire department. One lost his job and one was punished for going on these deployments last year. And so this is a big issue. And several sessions ago, we got a bill passed and it was ultimately vetoed that protected firefighters from job punishment and loss due to deployments.
Barron says some volunteer fire departments also have trouble recruiting help because they can't offer incentives like benefits or workers' compensation. Kelly Connolly, KUT News.